Good afternoon. We're looking at a mix of hazy sun and clouds today across the region as a cold front slowly approaches from the eastern Great Lakes. Out ahead of the front, a southerly breeze is pushing temperatures back through the 70s and will settle into highs in the lower to mid 80s on average this afternoon with higher humidity. And we do run the risk at a scattered shower or thunderstorm, particularly closer to central New York as that front draws near. The front, though, will probably move through the entire region tonight and early tomorrow morning, and that's when we'll see the best chance for showers and thunderstorms across the region. It'll remain muggy and mostly cloudy overnight, otherwise with areas of fog developing, and lows will be in the lower to mid-60s. So after the showers dissipate tomorrow morning, we'll go back to more sunshine later in the afternoon, and highs will be in the lower 80s with lower humidity. A deep trough of low pressure over the northern Great Lakes will pivot into the northeast and then out of the region for the rest of the week. As it moves in on Wednesday and Thursday, instability in the atmosphere will create a few scattered mountain showers, particularly over the Adirondacks both days, and highs will dip down into the 70s. We'll bounce back up toward 80 with mostly sunny skies on Friday and even warmer into the lower to mid-80s on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds. The next disturbance will make an approach on Sunday and will introduce the chance of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms to round out the weekend with highs in the middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center has now issued its last advisory on Danny, located about 45 miles west-southwest of Guadeloupe in the Lesser Antilles. Reports from an Air Force Hurricane Hunter plane indicate that Danny has degenerated into a trough of low pressure. The remnants are moving toward the west near 12 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue for the next couple of days. Maximum sustained winds have decreased to near 30 miles per hour with higher gusts. The trough is expected to dissipate during the next couple of days. Still, the remnants of Danny are expected to produce 2 to 4 inches of rain over the Leeward Islands, the U.S. and British Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, and the Dominican Republic through tomorrow night. The Hurricane Center is also monitoring shower and thunderstorm activity, which continues to show signs of organization this morning in association with a low-pressure system located about midway between Africa and the Windward Islands. The low is gradually becoming better defined, and environmental conditions are conducive for additional development, and a tropical depression could form later today or tonight as the system moves westward at about 20 miles per hour. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 119 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 24 at Utica, Montana, and Pahaska and Yellowstone National Park, both in Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston mostly cloudy with a chance of showers near 80, and in Buffalo mostly sunny and breezy with highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees, the average low, 59. The record high, 95, set in 1947, and the record low, 42, in 1971. Sunrise this morning was at 6:11 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:43 p.m., 13 hours and 32 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight with lows in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a few showers and thunderstorms around. More sunshine in the afternoon, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Wednesday and Thursday. Passing shower across the highest terrain in the middle to upper 70s. Mostly sunny near 80 Friday. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s Saturday, and in the mid-80s with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.